Today, a middle schooler described me as sad but funny. For the last time, fruit is not a dessert. Please understand this. Do better. Why are movies so long? Can't they just get over themselves? Like, I have things to do. Come on. Like 85% of the time I'm disappointed in tomatoes. Arbor eat 'em? I hardly know 'em. Welcome to Tweet Victory, : Thread Winner, with your hosts at Annie Berg Flames and at CWC Radio.
Welcome to Tweet Victory, : Thread Winner. I am at CWC Radio and I'm joined as always by...
at Annie Berg Flames with a Z.
Annie, this is a very much anticipated thread to talk about. I actually saw the thread was posted a while ago, a few weeks ago when we last recorded, but I knew that there would be follow-up, so I wanted to wait to dive into this thread. So I'm going to jump right into it. So the thread, there's a picture with a lot of text. We're going to do some reading. I think I have a feeling this is going to be the closest that Tweet Victory has ever gotten to true crime.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So here's what the thread itself says. It says, 8th grade model UN leader designed a new crisis committee starring yours truly and LSD. So, again, let's keep in mind, 8th grade model UN is what this is for. So, should I read the first update? Would that be a good way to start? Or is there any table setting you need to do for us?
The first update. That's where we begin.
Okay. So model UN, so the different students are portraying different countries, correct?
Actually, normally, yeah. But okay. Also in model UN, I learned that they can have like crisis committees or historical committees. So you could be like a person who was in the 2008 financial crisis. Like you could be a player.
Okay.
In a scenario. And so for this one, they were playing themselves.
Each
student was themselves, and they were trying to decide or figure out who killed me and then their fellow student Z.
How is this not just a murder mystery?
It was like it felt like a murder dinner party, but like I don't know that they knew.
Let me read the first update then. So is it when it's crossed out? Is that Z?
Yeah, that's Z.
Okay.
We'll just call them by their first letter.
Okay. Yeah. So update one says Z and Miss Annie have been killed. Miss Annie's been found dead on the, is it middle school atrium? Is that MS?
Yes,
atrium?
Middle
school atrium, in which she has been injected with LSD, then killed with an unidentified weapon. Z, our beloved senior, have been found dead in this very classroom. She had a clear shot that passed through the lower left chest and no bullets have been identified. Both of the deaths have a common theme. Both were found at exactly the same position. The bodies were identified to be moved and certain fingerprints have been found, although it is yet to be investigated. Mm. So again, 8th grade model UN, we have a double homicide. Okay, for first thing I'm thinking here is, and I'm assuming this already exists, but should we have things like middle school clubs that are basically CSI, where it's like you have to investigate? So how do they, if this is the first thing, where do they start with this? Because like they obviously can't investigate an actual crime scene. So how do they go about this?
So the chair is the one who wrote this whole scenario. So he knows how it all pans out.
All right. So he actually has a solution to this that he's wondering if they're going to get to. Okay.
Yeah. And they might not. So they get to the end. If they don't put the correct person behind bars, then like you lose. And he tells them how it pans out.
Ask him questions or...
No, he's only there to moderate. So he gave everybody roles and he emailed everybody individually and was like, in like maybe two bullet points, kind of told them what they should be talking about for their opening speech. So every model UN has an opening speech. They made this like basically them on the stand or them saying like, here's what I think we need to do next in this investigation.
So here's the question. Is one of them in the room the killer?
Yes.
Okay, does that person know they're the killer?
Yes.
Okay, interesting. And you got to
And
watch this play out, right?
yes, I got to
Okay.
watch it. Do you want to hear their opening speeches?
I do.
Okay. So, I will distinguish them all by the first letters of their names. So, actually, should we read update number two? Update
Okay.
number two comes quite quickly after update number one.
Do you want to read update number two?
Yes. Update number two. Mr. Jackson's office has been terrorized with a message. Everyone, welcome to my little game. My, I have taken two very important people from you, haven't I? Let's think. Who might have done this? Yet, I can assure you that you won't know. I am a criminal in disguise. I can simply hint that you can play a closer look at the crime scene. Death. Miss Annie has been killed with a sharp piece of material, yet the exact specifications are unclear. There's also like a little Shutterstock image of a gun pointing at the two pictures of me and the other student, which is really great. So that's the second update. Message left in Mr. Jackson, the assistant principal of the school, in his office.
I'm a little disappointed that this isn't like a Batman villain that's like leaving riddles, you know, like a Riddler type figure.
It almost reads like that, like some
Kind
of
of
the
that.
choices.
When you first started, I thought, oh my, where are we headed here? Okay.
Okay, so we have student C. She says there's fingerprints on the body. Weapons are a significant piece of evidence, but she's unsure why they have remained unidentified. Why has the weapon remained unidentified? E states innocent. She was sick yesterday. She has evidence from her DM that she was sick. She states she came to school and she went to the nurse's office, though she did not provide any evidence in an email receipt from the nurse. Boy who starts with E. We'll just call him B. He said, if I randomly kill someone, then I can't apply to university. It will become a lifelong label. It's the perfect crime is nearly impossible. We have limited access to evidence. We should not make immediate accusations. The only evidence they were given was that LSD was present in the body and the placement of the body. So he's
So
requesting blood.
wait, so his argument is that it's that I couldn't get away with the crime and I wouldn't get to go to university. That's his reason for not killing.
He's like, I want to go to university so bad that I would never jeopardize that by killing my teacher.
So maybe after I finish university, then.
Right. Questionable logic here. Definitely made me suspicious of B. G states the trauma from the crisis at hand. She was very close to both victims. She is not the murderer because she was too busy with student council.
Now, are these
Let's.
things that they were given to say as on the
No.
cards, or this is what they're making? Okay.
Some of it like vague things.
Okay.
But any details like wanting to get into university or being busy with student council, that's like fully from those students.
Gotcha.
Oh, expresses condolences. She has spent the first 12 years of her 12-year life spent studying science and medical treatments and socializing with her friends. So she had no time to prepare to kill somebody. And because she studies medical treatments, she raised directives to collect evidence. And also, she couldn't have possibly tried to kill us because of the Hippocratic Oath, though she's not currently a doctor.
Sure.
Yeah.
Some of us take that early, though.
Yes. Q states he is a normal student in the school. He ha says many students were refusing to attend school in shock and protest after the murders. He urges investigation to minimize the trauma on students. He said he could not have been the murderer because he was in the bathroom on the day of the murder.
Wait,
And
on the day of the
then
murder?
when I asked that very question, he said he had, quote, explosive diarrhea. That is written
Ah,
in the
that's a
notes.
solid alibi.
Right? I'm like, you don't want to ask further questions after
That's
that.
right, because I don't want more details.
Right, exactly. The last one, why? She says she's close to Miss Annie, but closer to Z. She was too busy managing sixth graders and eighth graders that day for various things. She states that she's in deep sorrow. She would never murder her great friend Z. And she requests help to avenge Z's death.
How does that make you feel, Annie?
I know, I was like, okay, so you're not close to me? I don't know.
And your death need not be avenged.
Yeah, just hers. Like, I had LSD in my system.
So the LSD is a weird fact here.
Yes.
Because it's at one level, it seems unnecessary. And it's also so the one Z was shot and you were LSD'd and then stabbed.
Yes. Supposedly. And then both our bodies were moved. Now, would you like update number three?
I would. I need it.
Update number three, short and sweet. The murder weapon has been proven to be a mechanical pencil. And the DNA has been found on the pencil. Everyone had a little bit of DNA in the classroom.
So wait, so everybody's DNA is on the pencil?
Yes. Small amounts. The highest amount was from O, who had 36%. And then the rest is like under 10%. Okay. Update number four.
I don't
know
a lot about DNA, but I don't, that feels like that's just inconclusive then, right?
Yeah. Also, the mechanical pencil being the sharp object that murdered me. Wild.
Yeah.
Update number four. Upon the explicit research of the LSD information, it has been found that both bodies were killed between 5 to 6 p.m. Upon CCTV checks with the middle school administration, all members left after that time, except for B, who was absent. A person dressed in full black clothing and a mask had been found, whose identity is not found to this point. They were on the CCTV footage. Next update, another student murdered. It keeps going, Sam. It keeps going. This is over like 3 hours.
Okay.
So
what are they talking about in between? I mean, this is just a game of mafia now, right? Like
basically, yeah.
Okay.
So more and more things are being revealed. Now, would you like to know who the murderer is?
Is there more to be revealed? Like, is it possible for me to figure this out?
No.
Okay, can I be suspicious of somebody?
Yes.
The Hippocratic Oath person is who I'm suspicious of.
That's who I was suspicious of too.
Only because like the LSD part. Now granted that's not medicinal necessarily, but it's like somebody who's doing studies in those things, like maybe, like especially cuz it was injected, like there's yes. other ways for someone to take LSD, so that's where my suspicions are currently.
Yes, that's where mine were too from the start.
And now when you say that makes me feel like I'm wrong.
Well, that is what everybody voted. They voted to put her in prison. So O went to prison, the game ends, and then the chair says, oh well, you all were wrong, O is actually innocent. The real murderer, you can find out who it is from that first message to Mr. Jackson. Why don't you go back and try to look at some clues there? Do you have that with you?
The Mr. Jackson one? Sure.
Okay.
Let me take a look at this.
There's a murderer and there's an accomplice. The accomplice, there's no way anyone could have ever guessed. But the murderer, there are some clues. Now, I feel like I can reveal the name of this student because you can find the name within the email or the message to Mr. Jackson.
Does it have to do with my?
That's part of it.
Okay.
So remember all that really weird grammar that we were kind of making fun of?
Uh-huh.
Every capital letter, only for a little bit, makes her name. So we have everyone, E. We have my, M. We have I, the start of the next sentence. So E, M, I guess it's the start of the sentences.
Uh-huh.
Then L, let's L. think.
And Emily? Then, is there an Emily?
Yes, there's an Emily. Emily is the murderer.
And okay, was there anything else in the game to point to that? Which one was Emily?
Emily was the one who supposedly was at the nurse's office that day.
Okay.
But had no receipts. There is no way anyone could have known this. But the story, and here's how we can like kind of wrap it up. So here's how it ended. So one of the other students got murdered. He was present on the day because his toilet was broken. There's a common theme here, many jokes about toilets. Seeing the time, he had shown that the school was yet to close, so he ran as fast as possible to get to school. He was lured into the track field. In the end, found his way to the bathroom and then was murdered in the bathroom. So that was a string. I don't know why she also murdered him, but she did. For me and Z, it goes back 6 months ago when we were on a different Model UN conference and Emily was upset. And the chair said that she went home because she didn't get the award she wanted. And she bought a gun as a 13-year-old. And then she came to Chadwick School months later. And she went to the local drug dealer outside of our school. And she bought LSD. And she
liquid
was
LSD, apparently.
Liquid LSD. And she had just been waiting around with the gun and the LSD in her pencil pouch until the right moment. And then she accidentally shot and killed Z first. And then I walked into the room and saw it. So then she had to stab me with the mechanical pencil inexplicably. And then she somehow dragged our two bodies down to the middle school atrium, which is like three sets of stairs.
Wait. Who was the initial target of the murder?
It was an accident.
So there was no intent in any of this?
No.
Then why did she kill the other guy? Just like she had a taste for blood at that point? Or
yes. Someone's got to check in on her. Just murdering left and right. It's a rampage. I don't know. The guy was just using the bathroom. It seems really unfair.
So, as an educator,
yes,
and you're the Model UN advisor. If you were to rate this on let's say a 5-star scale of how useful this is for Model UN purposes, for educational purposes, like where would this land?
Okay, useful. A 3. I think if you can make a fun committee or like a fun agenda, it can get people to like write their speeches and do things in different ways and kind of see things from new angles. Fun scale, 5 out of 5. Very fun. He even had extra ways to go, almost like a D&D, like, sure. What do you call it? DM.
Dungeon
like
Master,
he was yeah. like, yeah, if we go this certain direction, like we'll have the ghost of Miss Annie return and like she will give clues in this way. So he had like all these things planned out for the different directions.
Nice.
Right. I'm like, potential, lots of potential. We need to work on like LSD and mechanical pencils and some other elements, but
well, yeah, I mean,
for a middle school murder.
Yeah. Yeah. Does it make you want to write your own now for them?
It
to
did.
Do?
Doesn't it make you want to write one?
Kind of. Yeah. Because it's like, okay, how do we plant enough, details and evidence? Because the truth is like the Emily thing in the letter is like, I mean, that's beyond Zodiac stuff of like, I don't like, how are we supposed to get that?
Right. Right. The kids. And then when he revealed that at the end, they were like, oh man, we should have seen it. And I was like, there's no way. There's no way you right. would have seen that.
How often do you read something and say, I'm going to collect capital letters here?
Yeah.
Because most sentences start with a capital letter. So that would mean you're doing it all the time, looking for patterns that way.
Also, not every capital letter there was used. I'm confused.
Right. Yeah, the game you didn't use, because the word game is all in capital, but those capitals don't count. So
the game, Emily.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I feel like we should have our own Tweet Victory True Crime episode where we create something like this. A little murder mystery for someone at home. For our
oh, that's kind of interesting. how did, yeah, it's, what fun. are they now ready to represent a country at the actual United Nations because they've done this?
I think so.
Yeah, because if you can do that, if you can kind of solve this crime. Now, what's interesting is we all of us, even me, landed on the same person.
Yes, and it wasn't her. So, I don't know. I think maybe solving crime is not our forte.
More like solving global disasters and
sure.
you know geopolitical
growth and development
turmoil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 we got that for sure.
Sounds good. This was very fun. I'm glad you shared this with us. I'm curious, other folks who've done Model United Nations, like is this typical, is this the kind of thing that that happens a lot. And if it's not, B, is this something you should be doing? Is this a great idea for future Model United Nations? You know, because why not have crazy scenarios like that? And you know, for fun, not for the actual conferences. The actual conferences have to do UN stuff, but like for practice, why not do something fun like this?
Right. Actually, at the last conference, there was a Zodiac Killer Crisis Committee, which would be dope.
That's pretty cool.
Right? So it can happen.
But it wasn't about solving the case, right?
Yeah, it was.
Well, really?
Yeah.
I think I don't understand. Either I don't understand Model United Nations, or I don't understand the actual United Nations.
Same. I mean, yeah. I don't know why I'm an advisor.
Do you think at the actual UN, when they have big meetings, that at night they go to someone's hotel room and do a murder mystery party?
Oh my, fully.
Has it happened? Okay. This
100%.
This is an assignment for Chris Moore, who is our international relations expert and listener to the show. I want you to send us in the eight. You don't have to say the eight UN ambassadors, because we're not going to know those people, but the eight countries you'd most want to see represented by their UN ambassadors in a murder mystery game that happens at night after a long day at the UN. That's what I'd like to hear. What would be the ideal countries to play a part in that? And Chris, you would get to run the game.
Yes, and who would you murder?
Well, I don't think he gets to pick. Because
right.
I really think we're taking this out of the box and playing it, kind of thing. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't have to. If he wants to write his own murder mystery, he can, but you know, he's got work to do, so we don't he doesn't have to do that.
We're giving him a lot of homework.
That's right. Well, if you enjoy what you're hearing, you should subscribe to the Channel 3900 Podcast Network. Lots of great stuff there. You should follow at Annie Berg Flames with a Z on Threads. You should email us at channel3900@gmail.com. That is all the time that we have, but we'll be back next week with another episode of Tweet Victory : Thread Winner.
Liquid LSD.
Follow us at Annie Berg Flames on Threads and or Annie _Berglund on Twitter.